there's a new report showing that the Villages, the zip code that is the Villages, that's for older
people. That's its own town, right, in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, exactly. It is a hot destination for Gen Z movers. They are moving into the Villages.
But they can't.
You can have 20% under the age of 65, which I didn't realize. It's 18 to 55, but 20% of the people can be in there under that age. And right now, a lot of people who are really young are moving into the Villages.
Why?
Economic forecast from the University of Central Florida says that that population growth indicates a lot of job demand in that area, and you get price breaks in the Villages. So young people are buying affordable housing in the Villages and then finding employment right nearby. So of that 20% that's under 55, they're mostly really young, like in their 20s. Hmm. That's where they're finding good deals on real estate. And they're saying this is an absolute trend, that younger people moving to those kinds of areas, very in.
Why not?
Very surprising, though.
You do what you got to do now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Does it have nightlife per se? I don't know what young Gen Zers want.
I wouldn't
Gen
think.
Zers don't have nightlife much anymore.
Is it just coffee shops?
We like to play bingo, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. You are a Gen Zer, yeah. We were just talking yesterday in a meeting. One of the radio stations trying to do one of those speed dating contests again. To me, that was popular in the 90s.
I'm in.
Okay.
You're back in the game, Biggie?
Okay, good.
Sure.
So it's called the 8-minute date, where you go in and sit down. And it's a woman across from a man. You date for 8 minutes. Then all the women get up and move tables. And it's another 8-minute date. And you do it for an hour and a half. And you have appetizers and drinks as you go from table to table. Now, if you were single, Rachel, at age 25, would you be interested in that? And the reason was, all these young people are tired of apps. They're tired of dating online. And because it's become, really difficult, really one-sided, where women get hits all the time and guys don't. So would that be something that would interest you? They wanted face-to-face meeting.
Well, I mean, I've never used a dating app. And I would do that before I would use a dating app.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like it's just more fun than anything. Yeah, I don't know if you'd actually make a solid connection, but that does sound like fun.
It does. It is, apparently. And those are coming back. They were big in the 90s. I remember that, early 2000s. And where you would go and do just what I said. And sometimes it has success, but it is just like a fun evening, to meet new people. A little mingle exercise.
Like bowling? Just a lark?
I think it's a lark.
I mean, do you think people are looking for love?
I think they're looking for love. I think they go in there, and the way we did it, I was working on a radio station that did it in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you sit down, there's appetizers.
I know how it works, but it sounds like Rachel thinks it's just a fun night out.
I think maybe the women would go with their friends and say this is going to be so much fun, where I feel like, not to put myself in a man's brain, but I feel like they might think more along the lines of, maybe I'll find somebody to go home with me.
Well, when we did it, you filled out a scorecard, and the people you matched up with best, you knew. So you could connect, and then the goal was to find somebody you'd like to go out with again. It was for dating, not just to go out. But it was also fun. It was also a good night, have some wine. Alyssa, you're talking about speed dating. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I met my boyfriend in an event just like that, but it was called speed friending instead of speed dating.
Mm.
Ah. It was put on by my boarding school. I went to school of science and math, where oftentimes you end up marrying your prom date. That's hopefully what'll happen to me.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Now, how did it work? What were the rules of the date? How long was the speed date?
So instead of an 8-minute date like y'all were talking about, it was a 2-minute conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two sets of chairs kind of facing each other. The girls would go down the rows in the same way. But you spend 2 minutes talking about a nonsense prompt, like whether you would rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 horse-sized
Right. And did you know after that 2-minute conversation, I really like this guy?
Yeah, actually, I had a girlfriend at the time, and I kept hanging out with him. I kept walking around with him, and I didn't want to go to the grocery store with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little too long to figure it out, to be honest. I just I like talking to him every day. Now we live together.
Well, good for you. Happy. Good for you.
Now, it's one hot boarding school.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you were Let me get this right.
I think you got it.
I want to get dating a woman, and this guy within 2 minutes brought you over from women to men and to him. This guy's amazing.
Not within 2 minutes. Within 2 years.
Within 2 years.
He was my best friend for a long time. He was the guy I told her not to worry about. I didn't think anything was happening, but I was slowly falling in love with him. And once I realized what was happening, I broke up with her.
Okay. Well, oh boy.
I feel like it rarely goes that way where the man makes you realize that you don't like women.
The woman.
Yeah, it's usually the other way around.
Well, how did she take it when you broke up with her, man?
I mean, obviously she wasn't happy.
No.
But at the same time, I wasn't going to prolong our relationship when I realized what was happening.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's
fair.
That
would be extremely cruel.
Of course,
I did it as kindly as I could, but at the same time, it's a breakup. It's going to be extremely painful.
When you when you were dating the woman, did you ever think to yourself, you could possibly date a man? You know, or did you think, well, even if this relationship ends, it would be with another woman?
Honestly, I didn't think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was a complete non-issue in my mind.
Yeah.
It was after, like, a lot of thinking and a lot of, man, I really, like, don't want to imagine my life without who's now my boyfriend in it. I should think seriously about that. So I did a lot of journaling, and wow. I'm a very reflective person.
I can tell. Look how mature you are. I love that.
Boarding school.
Yeah, boarding school. Thank you, Alyssa. Appreciate the phone call.
Your boyfriend, he is walking the walk.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Alyssa. Swing one back.
I made
He must be pretty incredible.
I think we have someone else for the presidential medal of freedom. This man did something few men have done.